Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 24th. 2 Samuel chapter 6, Helping Hands. The story of Uzzah and the Ark of the Covenant. The tale is a puzzle to many who read through it, but there is a pivotal nature to it that must be emphasized in setting up the story of God's promise to David that follows in chapter 7. To summarize, the Ark of the Covenant, after the Philistines sent it back to the Israelites, see 1 Samuel 7, was brought to the house of Abinadab, a leading Levitical family living within Judah. The ark remained there for over 20 years, being a source of blessing and strength to the Israelites. But now, in the time of David's ascension to the throne of all Israel, it's time for the ark to be brought to the nation's most significant city, Jerusalem. So the sons of Abinadab, Ahio, and Uzzah make preparations to do so. They led tens of thousands of Israelites, including the core of David's army, up to the city. The oxen pulling the cart that held the ark at one point stumbled, causing Uzzah to do something which seems on the surface to be natural. Uzzah wanted to steady the cart so that the ark wouldn't fall out or be damaged. No big deal, right? You'd do the same in his shoes, wouldn't you? But look at what happened to Uzzah. God struck him dead on the spot for, quote, his irreverent act, unquote. What did Uzzah do to provoke such a strong response from God? God's action certainly blew David and every other witness away. David actually got angry over it. Maybe Uzzah and Ahio didn't load the cart properly or did something wrong with the team of oxen. Maybe David was angry at God for being harsh. Maybe David didn't think the offense warranted such a punishment. Who knows? Something more began to get into David's mind, though, as he absorbed the lesson. Anger turned into fear. Fear that the very same punishment that befell Uzzah could happen to David if he inadvertently screwed up around the symbol of God's presence, the Ark of the Covenant. Maybe this is what began to dawn on David. God is holy, and his things are to be treated with particular reverence and careful observance. Perhaps that's really what is meant by the old phrase, putting the fear of God into him. We certainly see from David's responses that the message took root in him that God is not to be trifled with or discounted. People must not assume that God needs their help. He can deal with a stumbling ox. What we must do is humbly do life and the details of faith his way. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.